Crazy man, crazy. Sorry. Next day, a stunned nation heard the dreadful truth.
The old mustard and grass has had it, I fear. Down with Billy Cotton.
But Captain Seagoon knew of one man who might save the situation. So to this man's farm he did journey, because this man was a farmer. He was very fond of animals. In fact, he ate nothing else.
Chicken. Nice chicken. Oh! Minnie!
What is it, Henry?
Oh, dear, dear. The rooster's ill, Minnie.
Why?
He's just laid an egg. Come down and see him, Minnie.
I can't do it, Henry. I'm mending my saxophone. I think there's someone at the door, Henry.
Do you? I'll just see, Minnie.
Ah, good afternoon.
Minnie.
Yes, Henry?
You were right. There was somebody at the door.
There again.
Oh, you've come back.
Mr. Crumb, will you stop opening and closing the door?
What else can one do with a door?
I don't wish to know that. Now, may I come in?
As you're already lying on the couch, yes.
Now to business.
Before you start, would you please mind taking your feet off the table? That's my place.
Now to business, Mr. Crumb. You're a farmer, yes?
I grow anything.
Yes, you've got green fingers.
And green feet. I'm going moldy all over you.
Just the man the British Railways need. Now I...
What is that?
That's Miss Bannister.
Oh, it sounded just like a saxophone.
Minnie!
Yes?
Don't play anymore, please.
I must practice, Henry. After all, Ivy Benson can't live forever.
What do you mean she can't? She has. Now, Cram, British Railways want you to grow them 6,000 acres of mustard and cress in the Amazon.
Oh, Minnie, I'm just going to the Amazon. Minnie, I shall be away.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm going to the Amazon.
Dinner in the oven.
What did you say?
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Meanwhile, in that distant land which Crun and Seagoon were bound for, the British ambassador went about his duties.